Why just listen to radio when you can do radio? Check out the Voice of Sacramento at accesssacramento.org.
I saw the ceiling come down, come down on you. You saw the meaning shine through to you. I'm always asking why, oh why, you fly high above me. Just let me know when your feet touch the ground. 'Cause then I'll know where you'll be, at least for now. When you get caught up that tree, I'll cut you down. Then walk away long before you hit the ground.
Great new music from Perth, Western Australia, the Renzullo Project. And all the way from Perth, Western Australia, I've got the man himself, Pete Renzullo. Pete, how are you today?
Very good, Mike. Thanks for having me, mate.
Wow. You're 15 time zones ahead of me. What time is it and what day is it over there?
Yeah, it's Sunday morning here, mate. 7:30 in the morning.
Dang, that's just amazing. I love living in the 21st century. We could just sound like we're in the same room together.
Totally. It's bizarre. And I mean, it is strange because you guys are in the past, technically, really.
We are. So, I mean, you're slumming when you hang out with me.
That's right.
Okay. And so let's do a little geography lesson. What season is it over there?
Right now we're in autumn. So, yeah, we're heading into winter soon.
Wow, and we're in spring heading into summer. So, again, it's different. And I think your water drains in the opposite direction of ours, too.
Yeah, I've heard that the Coriolis effect. I have heard things about that, so I'm pretty sure it's true. Best way to find out, mate, come over here and find out, and you can stay with me if you want.
That sounds like a plan. I'll do
it
that.
It is strange that we've had 4 years of connection on radio, but never really spoken, even over the net, we've never really spoken. So this is the first time, even though we know each other for 4 years. That's pretty cool.
This is very cool. Yeah, this is radio history, folks. So let's do our full disclosure. We were both international overseas colleagues at Recharged Radio for several years.
Exactly it, yep.
And the Recharge Radio is based in London, UK, but they had a few stragglers. It was you in Western Australia, me in California,
right.
And then Rodrigo de Sá in the Azores.
That's right, exactly it. So we pretty much covered all corners of the earth, and but the majority of the place was in the UK. But, yeah, see, for myself anyway, I came across it through Justin Wayne. He found an album I released through my studio, Scuddy Records, and I got in touch with just a whole bunch of different radio stations, and his was one of them, Recharge Radio. And it was through Justin that I managed to get a show on Recharge Radio, because he introduced me to Jordan, and then from there, history was made.
Absolutely, and you know, your show always sounded good. I mean, you just came out of the box fully formed. I mean, it was just so professional. I mean, you just came out... And it was great. It sounded like you had done this before. Was that your first time doing radio, or had you done it before?
No, definitely first time radio.
Really?
I'm actually not very confident as a speaker at all, public speaker. And the joy of working in a different time zone is I get to pre-record my shows. So there's about an hour and a half of outtakes for every 1 hour show. So it's pretty much I can make it sound really slick without actually being slick in real life.
I don't feel so bad, because I would record my 2 hour show in one shot like I were live in the studio. I'd
wow.
play all the tracks. But then I'd go edit it, and I was always ticking off how many mistakes I made. And typical two-hour show, I would have at least 10 to 12 mistakes I had to edit out. It's kind of funny.
Yeah, I think one went into the three figures for mine, not two. So quite a lot. But it was still a joy. But the more I did it, though, I mean, we started this, for me anyway, was back in 2010, I think, for Recharged. And I think by about 2012, I perfected an hour show without stopping. So that was good. From 2 years, man. It was trial and error. It was good.
That's good. And here in Twirl Radio land, we are live without a net. So I just go ahead and make my mistakes on the air.
Good. Yeah, we'll do it together.
It's real radio. So you are in Perth, Western Australia, and you always used to say it is the world's most isolated city. Is that true? I mean, what's it like over there?
Absolutely is, yeah. It's look, the actual lifestyle here has been fantastic. I don't want to boast too much. I mean, if don't have to do to you guys. You got amazing there. But where we are here, it's amazing. It is the most isolated city in the world. It's and for me, the music scene is just a pearl of a thing. It's amazing stuff going on here. I mean, we're so isolated. We have hardly the music out of here. The independent music doesn't get heard much. But on the flip side, you get bands like AC/DC, INXS, who have
yes.
made it internationally, and they started off in Perth. So it's pretty amazing to have that sort of mix of musical, I suppose, output here, that you can get some international and some that just don't get heard. And the idea of Close to Nowhere was that I'd bring out some of that music that wouldn't be heard here, let alone internationally, to international audiences.
That is so amazing. And it's true. And I didn't realize that that those bands, which we just think of as the consummate Australian bands, didn't realize that they kind of got their start in Perth. I mean, that's a huge feather in your cap.
They did, yeah. Like quite a few of my friends' parents would go to when out in the back in the day when they were younger, go to pubs, and quite a few of them went to watch a few bands, and we see INXS on stage. Didn't think much of them, but then all of a sudden, you know, fast forward 20 years, and they're the biggest band in the world. So it's pretty crazy.
That is wild. Yeah. Does that generally, that isolation, does it generally impact the sound of the music? I mean, are there certain genres that are typically, typical of Perth only?
Oh, not really, no. I've found that a lot of them, the influence, I mean, because over east in Melbourne, that's the biggest scene in Australia.
Okay.
And quite a lot of the sound over there, there's quite a lot of big bands over there that tend to influence the sound of Perth to a degree.
Gotcha.
But in saying that, I mean, the biggest sort of genres here, funny enough, are metal and folk sort of sound. So those two sort of aspects are the ones that really get a lot of play on the stages out here.
Gotcha. And of course, you've got your own band, the sort of self-named The Renzullo Project. Tell us a little bit
That's
about
right.
that band. What do you guys sound like?
Yeah, well, we're definitely into the folk genre, but we've got more of a, I suppose, more of a Celtic sort of fast-paced feel. We're sort of like Mumford & Sons on steroids, really. although you wouldn't know that from the Touch the Ground song. Touch the Ground was one of our sort of first songs, and and we were sort of really experimenting with the acoustic guitar and mandolin combination. Okay. So it was a good way to get that sort of, yeah, just to sort of try it out, really. Okay. So our style is more sort of folk Celtic, fast-paced stuff.
Nice, nice. And why don't we shout out to the band? Who else is in the Renzullo project?
The lead singer is Kieran Shields. He's a guy from Ireland. He came out here about 4 or 5 years ago. And so, yeah, I actually worked with him at a shelving job about 2008, 2009.
Ah.
So I met him through – he wasn't actually in the scene at all. I just met him through that randomly. And then there's Michael Anagno. He's a guitarist, amazing guitarist who's been playing on the scene for a while. In the cover scene, in the original scene, he's been doing it a fair bit. And I actually recorded his EP through my studio before he joined the band. So that's how I met him. The bass player is actually my cousin's husband. So that was just purely out of meeting him. And he happens to be an amazing bass player. So this fortune has been on my side to find these great players.
That's fantastic. And then you seem to be the master of anything with strings. I've seen videos of you. you play, if I'm not mistaken, you play mandolin, guitar.
Yes.
And yes. I saw a video of you on YouTube playing this really cool Indian instrument. It was like a string. It had like three strings and a zillion keys.
Yes, it's called the – well, it's technically called the Bulbul Terang, but it's the Indian banjo, which is basically – the real definition of a keytar, it's a string set across a fretboard, and you push down keys at every fret to get the sound. So it's I was actually looking for a banjo online, and this thing came up. So it was purely out of coincidence I found this thing. And you can't buy them in Perth, so I had to get it from Delhi direct.
Oh, wow.
So and no one, everyone I've played this in front of on stage has always commented, what is this thing? It's amazing. So I'm fortunate enough to be one of the few that owns this thing. So it's pretty cool.
See, I want to get you over here because I have a friend, Blake Jones, who's in a band in Fresno, California, and he plays guitar, but he also plays theremin. And I think playing the Indian banjo and the theremin together would be my kind of music.
That'd be, I think that'd be amazing. Absolutely, mate. There's an album screaming to be made there.
I think so. I will make the suggestion to him. So what else do you play? It sounds like you play straight up banjo as well.
I do, and also a bit of keyboard as well, but I'm not overly confident on the keyboard. I can record with it, but I can't really just get on stage and play a full piece on it. But, yeah, so the keyboard as well. But like you said, mainly stringed instruments, and I'm up for anything. Find anything weird online, I'll try and get it just to see if I can play it.
Well, that's the right attitude, isn't it?
Exactly it. So we'll see what happens. Who knows what's around the corner?
That's cool. So you have a record label too, Scudley Records. Where's the name Scudley come from?
Well, I don't know if you know the story already, but I own chickens, and I've owned them for years, and they're great layers, and they're really good. But when I started this studio, I was looking for a name, and I was thinking, Renzullo Studios, that's a bit weird. I couldn't find a great name, and then I thought, well, one of our chickens is called Scudley, it's a stupid way it came about. The name of the chicken came around because it was sort of the name of the breed. I forget the name of the breed, but the traditional name is a punk rocker because they've got no feathers around their neck and they've got like a mohawk.
Oh.
And I thought, look, Sid Vicious a bit. So it's a little chicken, and I thought, a little cuddly Sid Vicious. So we called it Scudley. And from that, I thought, you know, that's kind of a cool name for a record label. And also, it's such a unique name. You look it up on YouTube, on Google rather, and it's the first thing that comes up because no one else has the name Scudley. So there was a cool, there's sort of a double pronged approach there.
I love that. A cuddly punk rocker.
And of course, as you know, I've used my chickens in many ways for this studio, and it's come across pretty well.
Yes, you have. And, you know, that segues really nicely. You have a segment that you used to do on Close to Nowhere. I think you still do it on your show that you've
yes,
got
I
now.
Do.
My Chicken Plays Music. Why don't you set that up? We have a clip from that. Why don't you set it up for me?
Okay, the idea behind it is I was thinking when I first got asked to do a show for Recharge Radio, I don't want to just play music. I want to play some segments too, some funny things. Like I do a medley with my mandolin and get people to guess what I'm playing. And one of the things I was thinking was my chicken plays music, which is I get my chickens to record – well, I record my chickens eating their feed. I have a little sort of drum I buried under the ground and I put some soil over it. I put the feet on that and I record them pecking the sound, and I use that rhythm, if I find anything that's usable as a rhythm, to build a beat around that and then eventually a whole song.
That's brilliant. Well, why don't we play a couple minutes from one of those? I have an example that you sent me. So this is...
Oh, good. Yeah, cool.
This is one of Pete Renzullo's chickens writing a song, and then here's what you did with it here on Twirl Radio.
Enjoy.
Okay, it's time for My Chicken Plays Music.
My Chicken Plays Music!
Okay, you know the drill. I'm going to go into the chicken pen and get that rhythm.
Some food as per usual. All right, here it is. And we're done. Okay, back to the studio.
So, a pretty cool rhythm for me this week. Here it is clapped out nice and clear. And here's the fruits of my labour. Here we go.
That was a song co-written by Pete Renzullo and one of his chickens. Pete, does that one have a name? Is there a name to that song?
I've got to give more credit to the chickens there. I had no idea with that rhythm how it was going to go. So full credit to, I think it was Izzy, that one. Izzy gave me that rhythm.
Well, that is definitely fantastic. So how many of those have you done already, of those chicken-based songs?
Oh, there'd be dozens by now. I think properly I've actually released an album with 14 of them that's available on iTunes. Just to give you an idea of what I've – that was in one of the seasons at Recharge Radio. But there's been dozens by now at this stage. Yeah, I've lost count.
That's great. No, you beat me to the punch. I was going to ask you if there's an album. I mean, and the thing is, yeah, the music is good, and I like the way you lead into it so people can hear how what the chicken did turned into an actual beat. That's just brilliant.
Well, I thought that was very important. Otherwise, it's just a song. So I thought to give that little edge of, well, the chicken helped with this, it sort of fades in from what the chicken's doing. I think that's important. So, yeah, I'm really happy with how it turned out. It was great. It was good fun to do. And I think it's good to get inspiration from those little pecks. It's been good for my ear as well, just to try and pick up rhythms.
Yeah, I guess that would make your sense of hearing and your sense of rhythm more acute.
Exactly.
Now, you mentioned something else. I remember this from listening to your show. So you have a segment called Madman's Mandolin Medley. What's that about?
That's right. The idea behind this is because I'm primarily a guitarist, but in the last few bands I've been in, they wanted me on mandolin. So I've been turned into a mandolin player, sort of full time almost now.
Oh, wow.
And one of the segments on my show was to perform a medley of two well-known songs, but to do them on mandolin instead of on guitar or keyboard. So the idea was purely just to try and get a more hyped up version of, for example, Chris Isaac's Wicked Games, and then it goes into Comfortably Numb by Pink Floyd. And to get them done, but as a more of a, almost a country, you know, chicken picking sort of style mandolin version. And then the idea is the listeners write in afterwards and they say what they think the songs are. And if they get it right, they give me two new songs to do for next week's show.
Wow.
That's been going quite well. That's been going strong since the Recharge Radio days.
Now, is that a bit of a challenge to learn how to play something like that on mandolin per somebody else's request with such a short notice?
I think it's fair to say I bit off more than I could chew with that, but so far, no disasters.
Well, that's really good. No, that's good. Now, you are the principal songwriter for the band, right?
That's right. Yeah, I am.
So what generally inspires your songs?
That's a good question. I think the main thing I found when I first started writing songs is the one, almost like a rule, I don't really write love songs. I figure other people do them better than I do. And so I've always found that I wanted to make up songs that sort of came across one way, but they actually had a really simple meaning. For example, one of the songs I had, it's called Hot Tin Roof. And a lot of people think it's about depression and about people who they're up at a point where they can't find any real, you know, I suppose, meaning for their life. But the actual reality is the song's about a cat stuck on a hot tin roof. As simple as that. So I find that they're more fun to play around with because people find their own meanings in songs regardless of what it really is. So it's good to have the meaning as really dumb, really. That's true. It's very much approached from a very fun point of view. So nothing too heavy with my stuff.
I love it. They're looking for the deep meaning and you're saying, no, it's just straightforward.
Exactly.
I like it. Now, is your radio show still called Close to Nowhere?
It is, yes. I've kept the name. It's pretty much a branded name now. So wherever I go, it tends to be what I call it. So, and I think it suits well for where I am because Perth is close to nowhere. It's middle of nowhere. Edge of nowhere. It's not in the middle of anything. So it's pretty much where I kept the name. I think it's got to stick.
Yeah, I think so. And where can it be heard? What station are you on?
I'm actually on Excite Radio, which I think is coming out of Los Angeles. It's you get them online, exciteradio.com. But also, if you want to find me, because it does tend to shift around a fair bit, just go to Facebook and go to facebook.com/closetonowhere, all one word, and that's me. So you'll be able to find my shows from there either way.
That's good. So your show is broadcast via the web out of Los Angeles.
Yep.
So you're a California man. You're a paisano.
That's right. I have been start of last year. I've been a California man, but not in person. That's my next step. I want to get there.
Absolutely. We want you here. It's kind of funny. We were both Londoners. Now you're a California guy. Got to get you here. I mean, you come up here and I'll hand over the reins of this show to you anytime you come up here.
Give me that chance. I'd love to.
That'd be awesome. Now, where can my listeners find out more about the Renzullo Project?
Okay, same deal, facebook.com/TheRenzulloProject or just TheRenzulloProject.com.
That's great. And we've only got a few minutes left. Real quick, you'd mentioned offline to me that you're working up a TV show. Do tell.
Yeah, the idea behind that, I approached the city of Perth, the council here, just saying what I was doing, and I had an idea to get what I do on the radio show onto a TV series. So it's in initial productions. We've got a few things recorded already, but the fingers crossed it's going to turn into a little TV show.
That would be awesome. Definitely keep us posted. Keep the Twirl Nation abreast of what's happening. That sounds really cool.
Will do, mate. Will do.
That sounds cool. I can't wait to see what some of those segments would actually look like on TV. I think that would be pretty exciting.
I think my ultimate goal is to get my Chicken Plays music on TV.
I wasn't going to say it, but yes, that's what I was hoping to see. That is so cool. So now the deep, dark, mysterious question. What's your favorite food? What do you eat?
Oh, okay. Well, I've got to say, at the moment, I'm going through an Indian phase. Yeah. So I think korma at the moment. Chicken korma.
Yum. That sounds absolutely delicious. Wow. Well, it's my own fault. I always ask this question. It's almost dinner time here on the West Coast. Now I'm starving. Peter Renzullo, it has been such a pleasure and thrill to finally talk to you. Thanks for joining us here on Twirl Radio.
Thanks so much for having me, mate. It's been a long time coming, and it hasn't disappointed.
I'm glad. And let's collaborate. We will find something to do. We'll play at radio again somehow, some way.
This will be the first of many, mate, you watch.
Absolutely. Okay, I'm Peter here with Peter Renzullo, and we're going to play one more of your songs. Why don't you introduce it?
Okay, this one here is called Traveling Man, and it's one from the new album that's not released yet. So keep an eye out for that one. It's coming out soon. But here it is for now, the single Traveling Man by the Renzullo Project.
All right. Thanks a lot, Pete.
Thank you, Mike.
Path, don't run so fast, no one will see you. Shirt on your back, it's all you have, please take it with you. You shoot through fast as you can, but where
Evelyn. We'll cast out the demons and face all your fears. Then cry out with joy as your eyes fill with tears. You shelter the poor man who hides from the sun. He asks you to look for those angels, 'cause his time's come.
Sacramento.org. This is the Voice of Sacramento, community radio for the greater Sacramento area.